Kenya's vice president, William Ruto, has been declared the winner of its presidential election. He received just over 50% of the vote, less than 2% ahead of his rival, former Prime Minister Raila Odinga.
I am a very proud Kenyan this evening that the people of Kenya have raised the bar on us who are seeking leadership in our country. Not to sell our ethnicities, but to sell our programs, our manifestos, our agenda, and our plan. We do not have the luxury to point fingers. We do not have the luxury to apportion blame. We must close ranks and work together for a functioning, democratic, prosperous Kenya.
Well, the announcement was delayed because of scuffles inside the vote counting centre. Four of the seven members of the Kenyan Electoral Commission are refusing to endorse the result, and that's fueled fears of further violence and allegations of vote rigging. The first United Nations chartered ship carrying Ukrainian grain for Africa has set sail. It left from a port in the Black Sea and is bound for Djibouti. It's part of a World Food Programme scheme to help countries facing famine. The UN says it can support a visit by the International Atomic Energy Agency to Ukraine's Zaporizhzhia nuclear power plant if both Russia and Ukraine agree. Moscow and Kyiv accuse each other of shelling the plant, which Russia seized control of in March. The US State Department says Iran must abandon demands it calls unacceptable in talks to revive the embattled 2015 nuclear deal. Tehran says an agreement could be reached in the coming days if certain issues are resolved. China has announced more live-fire military exercises around Taiwan, saying it's ready to smash any foreign interference in its affairs. The warning coincided with a visit by a US congressional delegation to the territory, which China claims as its own. China sanctioned seven Taiwanese officials for supporting the island's independence.